Good morning. Welcome to Cheddar's Need to Know podcast on this Wednesday, January 16th. I'm Henna Doba with my producer, Carlo Rossano.
Good morning, Henna.
Shutdown day 26. House Democrats rejected an invitation to meet with President Trump at the White House yesterday, saying it would just be a photo op, as the White House said it would bring back 50,000 furlough employees to work without pay as the shutdown drags on. About 42,000 members of the Coast Guard missed their first paycheck, becoming the only active duty members of the military in history to work without pay due to a lapse in funding.
Wow, we should be very proud of that. So the White House acknowledged that the shutdown is now having a tangible economic impact and could push the U.S. economy into a contraction if it continues. That's way worse than they were saying just a couple weeks ago. Jamie Dimon, the very influential CEO of JPMorgan Chase, yesterday in his earnings call said that he thought if the shutdown goes on for a full quarter, it could reduce growth to zero.
Oof. Another story that everyone's talking about this morning, of course, Brexit. Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal was soundly defeated in Parliament, once again throwing the Brexit process into chaos just 2 months before the deadline. May's deal received 202 favorable votes, with 432 members voting against it.
Yeah, this was an epic failure for May's Tory party. She's now facing another confidence vote in the next few hours, it looks like. This plan was effectively going to leave the UK half in and half out of the EU, and it was one of those things that nobody liked. There's now gaining momentum over there for a second referendum in which UK citizens would be able to basically have a redo of this whole thing. But yeah, we're 10 weeks away from the deadline here, and it's not a good scene.
And we're learning more and more about the El Chapo trial. A witness at the New York trial of the crime lord El Chapo shocked the courtroom when he testified that Mexico's former president took a $100 million bribe from the drug kingpin in exchange for calling off a national manhunt. President Enrique Peña Nieto was accused of proposing that El Chapo give him $250 million shortly after his 2012 election and then settled for $100 million instead.
Well, that's a big bribe.
Yeah.
I was interested when this came out yesterday to see how it was playing in Mexico, so I went on Twitter, and I was actually shocked. Nobody really seemed that taken aback.
Huh.
I guess that shows how ingrained the corruption is in that country.
Yeah.
This trial has been going on for months now, and on a personal note, it messes up my commute every morning because they got to bring this guy over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Which they close, right?
They close it. They do it on Mondays, but it's a mess traffic-wise every day, so I'm over it.
Have you heard? Senator Kirsten Gillibrand running for president. The New York lawmaker made the announcement during the appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Meanwhile, Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio announced on MSNBC that he would go on a listening tour that would take him to many of the early voting states. A listening tour.
Yeah. Folks, I hate to break it to you, but this presidential campaign is here. Tulsi Gabbard, Julian Castro, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, Sherrod Brown. They're already in, and I can think of half a dozen more off the top of my head who are going to jump in the next couple weeks. This is just going to be a huge field and 2 years of campaigning. Can't wait.
In entertainment news, Netflix prices are going up yet again. The most popular plan at $11 a month is increasing to $13 a month. The cheapest plan will now be $9. New subscribers will pay the increased prices immediately. Those already using the service will see the price increase over the next 3 months. This hike, the company's fourth, is the largest yet.
This is what we call pricing power. Netflix brings in a bunch of cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes a ton of money, but it also has a ton of debt because of all the content it produces. It spends about $8 billion a year to make shows. And it's gearing up for competition. NBC announced this week it would start a streaming service. Disney's making their own streaming service. Warner and Apple are working on theirs. Netflix is sort of banking on all of its original content, think Bird Box, being enough to keep people on the couch, even if they keep raising prices.
Well, and quite frankly, we're going to keep paying. I'm going to pay that extra $2 a month.
I sure am. And you know what? It's still cheaper than HBO.
Right. Exactly right. And last but not least, Alicia Keys will host the 61st Grammy Awards on February 10th. Keys, by the way, is no stranger to the Grammys. She's won 15 of them. The singer posted a video of her kids' reaction when she shared the news.
This video is really cute. She's telling her young kids, who are just utterly unimpressed. Let's hope she doesn't have some old tweets that surface and mess it all up for her. But you know what was interesting about this? Alicia Keys will be the first woman in 14 years to host.
How is that possible? Really?
Isn't that wild? And like you said, she won 15 Grammys.
Well, I remember Fallen. Do you remember that song? One of my favorite
way back
albums.
In the day.
Way back in the day.
I like Empire State of Mind with Jay-Z. That's my favorite.
Well, that's what you need to know on this January 16th. Thanks so much for listening,
folks. Have a good day, everyone.